Your today's a little bit brighter. You're in touch, you're in touch. Your tomorrow's a little bit better. You're in touch, you're in touch, you're in touch. Touch the whole wide world. You're in touch with so much on WBAL. You're in touch, WBAL.
That is us. I'm Ron Smith here until 4. 17 minutes before 4 o'clock is the time. 467-WBAL is my phone number. And since I'm not going to be here tomorrow having Thanksgiving off, perhaps it's time to talk turkey. Oh, boy. Jesse Jackson is en route to a visit to the Middle East and Ethiopia, and he says he's going to renew his efforts to free American hostages in Lebanon. He's also going to seek an end to the Iran-Iraq war. Now, how's that for an ambitious holiday schedule? A letter published in the Communist Party newspaper, Pravda, Wednesday, charged something that smacks of what was going on here 20 years ago. It charged that the sons of the Soviet elite have managed to dodge combat duty in Afghanistan, and furthermore, charges that had the sons of Communist Party elite served there, the war might have ended long ago. Published in Pravda, Glasnost indeed. Signed by a man identified as a Soviet worker. The letter giving a fresh glimpse of how a negative aspect of the war, only occasionally mentioned in the official media, has dominated the minds of ordinary citizens for some time now. There is talk that the war in Afghanistan would have ended long ago if, along with the sons of workers, collective farmers, and the intelligentsia, the children of the leaders were sent there as well. They always seem to find a way not to go, though, don't they? Whether it be here or there. Wars are not fought by the children of the leaders. Not anymore. They once were. Long ago. Before the machine gun